It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. And we are joined in studio today by Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. We like to start your weekend off with the voice of Damon Siles. Damon, how are you doing today? How are you doing now, Damon?
I'm back. Glad to be here. Happy Friday.
He is back, and he's in the midst of actually wrapping up a very busy week. And we were just talking before we went on there that there were actually two town council meetings this week. You had a work session and public comment was the other one. Did you have public feedback?
Our normal Tuesday council meeting was a public hearing primarily on the town budget. That's the point of the budgeting process where we ask the public to come and offer their comments on the budget. So that was good to hear from a few folks who came out. And then the second meeting this week, which was on Thursday, was a special meeting of the council. It was a work session to discuss just our future plans for Westwood Cemetery, which is one of our town-owned cemeteries.
Which is, for reasons I don't entirely understand, like a fascinating topic for everyone, like myself included. I'm like fascinated by the cemetery situation in both Carborough and Chapel Hill. And I'm sure it's a story that's playing out all over the country, particularly in towns that have some geographic boundaries to them. We're just running out of space in cemeteries. So what was the takeaway from that conversation?
Well, you know, Westwood Cemetery is one of two town-owned cemeteries in Carborough, and it has generated a lot of input from a variety of different perspectives in Carborough, which has been good to hear because it's helped us kind of think through the conversation we needed to be having as a council. In the end, sort of one of the biggest questions on the table was, do we want to use the remaining currently vacant portion of Westwood Cemetery for more burial space, right, which is something that a number of community members have an interest in? Or do we want to use that remaining portion of the property for kind of an open green space or a park or some other recreational facility? I think the staff has done a really nice job of helping the council come to what is essentially a compromise to try to meet both of those sets of interests by designating a portion of the property for some additional burial space, be that traditional in-ground burials and green burials and perhaps some other types of burial like cremains and that kind of thing. And to designate another part of the property to retain that as some green space for the folks who live in that neighborhood to use. So I think we've come to a good compromise. Town will come up with a final concept plan for that, and we'll move forward with it as a town. So yeah, it is a fascinating topic. It just is a cross-cutting across a lot of different community and cultural interests, and it's been interesting to hear from people about.
We're also still in the midst of budget season. The budget came out. There's been some discussion about it. What is the latest on the Carborough Town budget?
Well, we should be getting ready to consider adoption of the budget this coming Tuesday on the 20th. It's been a long, as it always is, a long process of the town manager and his staff preparing the manager's recommended budget for us. It seemed to me that council members were content with what the recommended budget laid out for us. There were a few questions that a couple of council members asked. There are always a few, you know, last-minute requests for things to throw into the budget. We'll see if those make it in. I mean, it is a pretty tight budget this year because we were very much trying to avoid a tax increase, and you don't achieve that by throwing large new items in the budget at the last minute. So we'll try to avoid that, I hope. Sounded like council members were good with what the manager reported to us, and we received some nice public comments in the public hearing. But nothing that we weren't already able to accommodate in the budget. So I'm excited for us to get this new budget adopted so that we can move on to wrapping up some other business before the end of the term.
There was also some discussion about the proposed Jade Creek subdivision that would be near Calvander. And we were talking about this off mic a little bit, too. I was not aware that Carborough's jurisdiction went that far north. So how far north does it go? And what does Carborough feel like when you're that far north?
Yeah, it's funny that you asked that question. So this proposed Jade Creek residential subdivision would be just adjacent on the western side of the Lake Hogan Farms neighborhood, which is definitely within Carborough's jurisdiction, that is in the town of Carborough. The town limits essentially extend up to the neighborhoods just north of Homestead Road, so Lake Hogan Farms, Winmore, Claremont. And our planning jurisdiction extends actually even a little bit farther up, reaching up toward Eubanks Road. So Carborough is kind of a long, thin tall drink of water, let's put it that way. But yeah, I mean, I think the neighborhoods, mostly areas of Carrboro, north of, say, Hillsborough Road, and that, and it's largely almost entirely residential. Has probably, I think people would say, more of a suburban feel to it compared to, say, you know, the downtown of Carrboro. But it's also the part of town that is planned for, you know, continued and ongoing development. We have what are called the transition areas in Carrboro, that part of the county as a joint planning agreement with the town of Carrboro and the town of Chapel Hill that envisions that area of town being developed more to provide more housing and other and commercial opportunities, and to develop our footprint within our existing urban core so that we're not, you know, encroaching on the rural buffer, for example.
Makes sense. So what was the latest on the conversation about this Jade Creek subdivision specifically?
So we, on Tuesday night, we wrapped up the public hearing on the Jade Creek application. So this is a what's called a special use permit application. So there I have to be a little, you know, I can't kind of say how the council is going to vote at this point, because, you know, we're sort of sitting as judges. We have to sort of be neutral observers in that way. But the public hearing is now closed. But I will say that town council did direct the staff to bring back to us a decision that would, if adopted, would approve the permit with some conditions. So what I just based on that direction, I anticipate the council will approve the permit. And that should, I think, happen in the next couple of weeks.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. A lot going on this week, a lot going on this weekend as well. I wanted to make sure we had some time to talk about some of those weekend events. We've got Juneteenth. We're still amidst Pride Month. It's actually Father's Day this weekend as well. And I know there are a lot of activities going on around the community. Is there anything that you have your eye on in particular?
Well, the big event this weekend, of course, is the Juneteenth celebration for Carrboro and Chapel Hill. We are partnering once again as well with some local community organizations to celebrate at Hargraves Community Center. That's on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Really hope lots of people will come out. It's going to be a fun day, like it was last year, you know, food vendors and games and music and just a really great community event. So that's at Hargraves on Saturday starting at 10, lasting till 3. So that's the big thing on my calendar. I'll be doing a few other things here and there. And of course, we have tonight the next installment of Freight Train Blues on the Town Commons. Yeah, those are the big things I'm thinking of. I have a few other things I'm going to do personally, but probably not what you're interested in hearing about.
Right. Likewise, the in-laws are taking the kids tomorrow, so who knows what's on my schedule. It could be
you're
wild.
Free.
That's right. I have no idea why the whole world is my oyster. Tonight at the Carrboro Town Commons, it is the Dedicated Men of Zion and the Junior Weaver Gospel Singers getting started at 6:30. And the folks I've talked to have been out to the Freight Train Blues Music Series this year have said the attendance has been great, and it's been a great time for everyone out there. It looks like we're going to get good weather for it again tonight.
Right, and I think this is maybe we're starting to wrap up the Freight Train Blues Series for this season. It's going 8 weeks this year, so it'd be nice to come out to that culminating event at the end of the month.
And as I recall, last year there was rain almost every Friday night during this last year, I think. So it's been great to see that get in. Anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet before we wrap things up?
No, just looking forward to what for many of us is a long weekend in Carrboro, and I believe in Chapel Hill. Our town employees will have off, so people should just be aware that town services will be limited, and town halls will be closed on Monday for the holiday. Many of our local large employers, like my own employer, Duke University, gives employees now off for Juneteenth. So, and it is also a federal holiday, so all of our local federal employees will have the day off. I hope that this is a trend that will continue. It's really important for folks to learn about the history of Juneteenth. And celebrate it accordingly.
I mean, it's probably partially because it's such a new federal holiday, but I feel like a lot of these day off holidays, you know, it turns into, like, you know, over the course of several decades, it's like it's an excuse for a mattress sale or it's just a day off. This one feels different to me. It feels like people really talk about the holiday itself and kind of plan accordingly for their events. It's not just like, oh, we're going to have a cookout because it's summer and we get a day off.
Right. I think, you know, I certainly view it, and I think a lot of people view Juneteenth as the other Independence Day, right? And in fact, the federal holiday is called Juneteenth National Independence Day, and that's because I think in a lot of important ways, it is the real Independence Day of this country. It is when all people began the journey to freedom in this country, not just some of us. So really important holiday, and I hope that that trend towards celebrating it continues.
It's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. You can get your weekend started properly now that we've visited with Damon. Thank you so much for making time to stop by the studio, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Have a great weekend.